As Tesla dealerships across the country face aggressive protests from the left.
My name's Frankie, and I'm getting arrested today protesting Elon Musk. He bought his way into office, he bought his way into heading a government agency, he bought his power at the expense of the American people, at the expense of our environment, at the expense of our world, and all of the people in it.
They've actually begun burning down these electric vehicles.
Unbelievable. Seattle fire on the scene.
So you gotta get off the scrub.
Breaking news. I'm sorry?
Get off the scrub.
And not only burning, but sending rounds into these cars and dealerships themselves.
Crews spent the day cleaning up the Tesla dealership after investigators say someone shot it up overnight Thursday, causing tens of thousands of dollars in damage. Just one day after federal investigators say they arrested a man in Salem for similar crimes. He's accused of throwing Molotov cocktails and shooting at the Tesla dealership there.
Now, Western Lensman on X showed that CNN again. All these protests, peaceful. But when I looked, the article now states there have also been peaceful protests, as the attack in Oregon where the guy tossed Molotov cocktails at vehicles apparently also had an AR that he used, not to be confused with a similar attack in Colorado. How quickly did the left go from, we're in an environmental crisis and need to immediately switch to green initiatives like mandatory electric vehicles, to, let's start all these giant lithium battery fires across the country to stop the biggest supplier of electric vehicles, all because the liberal media said auditing Democrat spending is bad. It's almost like they don't have any actual virtues, just extremely volatile emotions that the left can activate whenever they need to terrorize their enemies. As they're now angry, the NYPD needs to deploy police resources to protect Tesla Cybertrucks.
Thank God the police are here to protect the Cybertruck. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 cops to protect one Cybertruck. Amazing.
While they are very well aware of what happens to them without police protection. As this wasn't the only random attack in NYC. It's getting so bad that in deep blue areas, people are adding anti-Elon bumper stickers to not get vandalized, or even going to extreme measures like rebadging their Tesla sedans to look like Honda Civics, and going on Reddit to express how scared they are to purchase a Tesla now. Which just goes to show, in deep blue pockets of the internet, it kinda sounds like terrorism, and it's actually working, as we saw the same thing during the BLM riots. All across the country, they boarded up their windows with desperate pleas of, this is a black-owned business. And at least in Santa Monica, it didn't work, as all those businesses still got looted, with most of them going under shortly after. It's almost like every time a certain side loses an election, you can pretty much expect this kind of behavior. Which really makes me wonder, is this the democracy they keep crying over? But the dumbest aspect about this entire movement is what looked like activists attacking a random Tesla posted to Reddit was actually them buying a Tesla Model S just to destroy it themselves.
The car was left in shambles with shattered windows, massive punctures, and tons of anti-Elon Musk graffiti.
We don't like what Elon Musk is doing.
This man would only give me his first name.
Greg, sorry.
But says he actually owns the white Model S.
I bought it just to destroy it.
And Greg says he coordinated the stunt with his friends because he doesn't like Musk.
Tesla supports transfer.
I'll never understand destroying something you own to get back at who it represents. As I don't like LeBron James at all, but I always thought it was stupid that all those LeBron fans burned their Cavs jersey after he signed with the Heat. I used to like this certain sneaker brand, but after they did this ad campaign with one of the most anti-American figures on television, I'm not gonna destroy the shoes I already purchased. I'll still even wear them because I bought them, I'm just not gonna go get anything new from them anymore. So seeing these leftists so angry at Tesla that they'll go out and buy an expensive green vehicle just to get back at Elon is insane to me. Even if it's a used vehicle, he's still moving inventory off the market, as electric cars don't really have the longest shelf life. But these anti-Tesla activists aren't the smartest people. as the website dedicated to going after Tesla dealerships openly admits to coordinating these so-called peaceful protests.
It's not Takedown Tesla, it's Tesla Takedown.
Tesla Takedown. Yeah, there's a website called Tesla Takedown, and it essentially is a map where anybody in the world can put an action up for targeting Tesla. And so I've been involved in that campaign, and in particular, planning actions in the Seattle area targeting Tesla.
In Tesla Takedown, there's a spirit out there, which had already, as we saw with Luigi Mangione, there's a spirit which is very anti-corporate, very anti-billionaire, very anti-sort of elite. And Tesla Takedown is also tapping into some of that spirit as well.
Oh, for sure.
Well, looking at the website, they're legitimately just stupid. Listing what Elon's Doge has done, cutting the federal workforce, sweeping US AID cuts, canceling DEI programs, and just a long list of things the average American voted for. As even CNN admits, Americans love Doge.
Oh, wait a minute, hold on one second. Whoa, Americans on Trump and Joe's efforts. Musk and Doge should influence government spending and operations. Look at this. 54%, the majority say that he and they should.
But the anti-Tesla website writes, in the hardest to read color scheme, stopping Musk will save lives and our democracy. No one is coming to save us, not politicians, not the media. But somehow getting arrested outside a Tesla dealership is going to save democracy from the guy that won the popular vote, or save lives from a green car company. It's almost like this was written by an 8th grade edgelord that thinks if they do enough arts and crafts activism, stopping the only successful electric car company is going to accomplish the liberal agenda. Which is like those oil activists. They don't actually have a pathway to accomplish their goals, they're just useful idiots doing what they're told. As on Reddit's legal advice, some California mom is concerned that her 18-year-old African-American daughter was coaxed into vandalizing a Tesla by her friends but was caught on their cameras. So she is now concerned about the legal repercussions, as her attorney stated she will likely be convicted. It's bizarre that she had to mention race, but this is the exact issue this type of activism creates. This girl doesn't know anything about the movement or how it can accomplish its alleged goals, other than spaceman bad because someone told me so, and only after they effectively turned her into a brown shirt will she question, why did I set fire to an electric vehicle? And then Wokeness on X has a great point, as there has not been a single Democrat to condemn the escalating attacks on Tesla and Tesla owners. Where this is very similar to the BLM Summer of Love. Now, the Democrats aren't actively paying the legal defense fees for these activists anymore, but they also aren't telling their people violence isn't the answer, which makes me believe this is what they want to happen, as the Democrats are still out there trying to rile their base into more of the same.
Are you ready to defend our teachers, our students, and public education? Are you ready to defend science and research in this country?
No. I think the majority of Americans ditched what the Democrats call science after they bulldozed outdoor parks to lock down the city. Meanwhile, they reserve fine dining inside for themselves. So the same way they tried to convince you we were facing the most dangerous disease in history, but didn't seem to be worried about catching it themselves, if they really thought green initiatives would save the planet, they would probably look past Elon's politics to save us from extinction. Well, luckily their hypocrisy has gotten so lazy, it only takes a short video like this to red pill anybody to what's really happening. So if you appreciate my concise, light order commentary on the tragic status that is today's reality, hopefully I've earned your subscription, then go check out the video on how California's Governor Newsom got blasted so badly on his podcast, he actually soaked sweat through his shirt.